going to interrupt the sound there. So I just want to check that you can hear me and Connor all right if we just stand here like this. Yeah?
Hello, hello, hello.
And really, I know that this is really hard to do, but if it starts to be that you can't hear us, I'm sure someone will actually. Someone just shout, we can't hear you, because so, otherwise we'll just literally...
Very happy to
attend. Brilliant. You can come in. Do you want to do the introductory talk? welcome, everyone. Welcome to Doing Together 24. Done it. We're here, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. So, my name's Natasha Kidd, if you don't know me already.
Process.
I am the subject lead in art at the School of Art and Media. And I'm also the practice research lead.
Pauses.
In creative industries and co-organiser of Doing Together.
Recording.
So this 2-day event hosted here at our Loxbrook Road campus.
Pauses, intervals. How long should I speak for?
It's so exciting to be doing this again. And also this year, we've had amazing support.
Should there be slides?
And I know I'm going to do this at the
moment. We're ready to start. Okay, so start wherever you like.
Pauses, intervals, rest. Stoneware, earthenware, raku, slip. Colossal stingray. Intervals, pauses. Things which happen by accident. Rest, pauses. Worn characteristics. Soft with hard bits. Stoneware, earthenware, pauses, intervals. Recording, slides. Pauses, intervals, rest. Scores for turntable orchestra. ways to interact and see what happens. Stoneware, raku, slip, earthenware. Stoneware, slip, earthenware, raku. Raku, slip, stoneware, earthenware. Stoneware, earthenware, raku, slip. Raku, slip, earthenware, stoneware. Slip, stoneware, earthenware, raku.
So this is okay, of course. We can see doing together as a form of research in itself. How do we create a meaningful way of sharing and learning about how researchers across the university use different forms of practice as research methods? Natasha and I wanted to move away from the standard slide talk as a way of sharing to something more active, something more meaningful. Perhaps, inevitably, in the art school context, as Emma picks up in her essay, this led us to the workshop format. Emma's overview of this is invaluable. In the first version of her essay, she focused on the workshop primarily as a sharing, doing, teaching activity. While she opened up some highly nuanced questions about doing and not doing so much, both in and outside the HE institution, I queried the invisibility of research and attendance. So Emma added some very generous
slip, earthenware, raku, stoneware. What comes next? Intervals. Rest. Methods.
So when you feel like you
Recording. Hello, Static FM recording booth. Do you have a specific memory of sound?
Your very subtle track is actually the sound of the disc, the clatter.
I have an experience which is called misophonia, which is part of OCD, and that means that sound that I hear can be experienced as a kind of pain. So many recent memories that I have of sound are of trying to avoid sound, to also try and avoid that experience of pain. But as a musician and a composer, I also have very many memories of sounds that I consider to be beautiful or pleasurable, and I want to recreate those sounds, even though I sometimes find it difficult to make sound or to hear it. And one way that I do that is through the experience of memory and presence in sound in experimental music, which really is just about listening intently to specific sounds as musical and aesthetic experiences. And those sounds could be from instruments, they could be from objects, they could be from the environment. So I also have the memory of pleasure.
A self-destroying mechanism that performed for 27 minutes. Certain of its method.
So it's essentially a frequency.
Okay.
You've seen something happen.
Writing for the perspective of your own body.
Everything's based on
the sound of the mechanism.
They aren't based on musical notes. I didn't want a musical instrument. So they're just a frequency generator. So something like a C, which it says here.
Writing that measures, explores, and defines spaces.
When you use pistons on the organ and you open or close many different ranks at the same time, you can hear a sound. And also the sounds of the moving parts.
A history of record players, most of which have been thrown away.
I can hear them very loudly. Often the audience can't hear them in a concert. If I were to replicate this sound...
An exhibition constructed in a hole.
The sound of breath. And the sound of listening to the air moving through the instrument or moving through the body.
Methods of personification.
What sounds do you associate with your studio, workshop or office? In my office at home, I have an organ. I'm not always playing the organ. I'm often working around the organ. So the memory of the sound of the organ is one that I hear.
A mechanism of history,
more often,
most of which has been thrown away.
The organ in my office is a digital control, which means it doesn't have any tape.
So we'll do that.
Objects that all do the same thing, but there are so many different variations. Using bodies to measure, explore, and define spaces.
Okay, so we'll have one here.
Objects that all do the same thing for 27 minutes.
How many are we doing on these?
So we need five.
More certain of its mechanism. More certain of its history. More certain of its record players, most of which have been thrown away. More certain of its methods of personification. More certain of its history of record players.
Does everybody else want to have a go with it?
I think you should take a walk with each other, because I think that kind of active process of being somewhere with somebody while walking is really useful. That's what I've built. And then it will be between you two. The actual circumstances, it doesn't matter whether you're inside or outside. But if you come back here and say for 5 to 12, 22, then we can start to put that in.
Right.
This. So you can do it both ways around.
Yes.
And for us, we're not going to witness that, because we're going to
do the same thing.
I feel like
it
would be interesting
trying
to cut
those
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are so many different variations. Constructed in a hole.
And then what you'll do now is you'll pull out 20 meters. That's one third.
Objects that all do the same thing, most of which have been thrown away. A mechanism of history, but there are so many different variations. Using bodies to measure recording. A history of record players, but there are so many different variations. Using bodies to measure a self-destroying mechanism. Using bodies to measure for 27 minutes. Using bodies to measure methods of personification. Ethics. Recording. I'm left a tea bag.
bag in for you. It was just semi-skim that they had. I didn't put tea in that. I just left it in Fanta Brew. I'm gonna hide for 5 minutes, and eat my breakfast, otherwise I won't eat all day. I did that yesterday, and I just never got home.
Personal, general.
Just want to let the security guard go.
If you find that
a culturally significant form of work. Maintenance art. Interviews will be typed and exhibited.
Okay, we've got 1 minute 20.
Objects left in your care. Can you record why objects have been left with you? Can you schedule the default return of objects to the owner? Can you assess and mitigate any potential risks to people or other objects from incoming objects? General. How do you feel about spending whatever parts of your life you spend? How do you feel about spending whatever parts of your life you spend not as a banal necessity?
Just
can you uniquely identify newly arrived objects? Can you account for all objects that have left? Can all objects leave? Throughout the exhibition area. Personal.
Yeah.
What is not tolerated? What will you be held to account for? Who will be silent? Creating a richly individuated common language, not as a banal necessity. What might the future hold? Working will be the work.